Hey guys, welcome to Words of Axe. My name is Axel Marie, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to Axel's Podcast. This podcast is to stimulate the thoughts of passionate, ambitious, and inspiring people. So let's get to it, guys. Welcome, world. It's me, Axel. Today, I want to talk about one word, listen. Or better yet, like DJ Khaled would say, listen. Listening is a skill, okay? It's an art. I had an aha moment not too long ago, which led me to write a little bit about listening. And that's why I want to talk to you guys about today and kind of share my insight on it with you. So, my lady and I were meeting her youngest brother for a drink one night, just us three. We had a conversation. They were like discussing things, and she didn't fully agree what he was saying. And he said this thing, and it kind of hit me. He just said, I know it's not what I should have done. You don't need to tell me that right now. Just listen. And I thought about that. I was like, man, we finished the night, and it was such a small line, but it really like stuck with me. So it was like, as I was sitting there observing both of them going back and forth, they didn't really disagree on the actual matter, but they simply both wanted like their perspective to be heard. They just both wanted each other to listen to each other. So I thought this was so awesome. The more conscious I became about the act of listening, the more I realized how people just want to be heard. Like, you don't necessarily need to solve any matter or issue that they're talking about or anything. They just simply want you to listen to them. It's really that simple. Just listen. Give people your undivided attention. Paying them, like, your full attention, listening to them share their view, their insight, their interpretation and perspective. That's, like, such a undervalued act. It's so respectful. There's so much power in that. When you just stop and just fully listen to somebody, that's so powerful for them and for you, you know. And sometimes it's all we need. Sometimes it's like you do know the answers to your own questions. You just want somebody to hear you out. You don't need them to change your mind or correct your wrongs or, you know, do any of that. You already did that work. You just literally just want somebody to listen. It's that simple. So I thought, you know, what if we just simply listen? What if we didn't say anything and just listen? You know, and that's what made me think of like, yo, listening really is a skill. The better we listen, the better we'll understand. And it's like the better you understand, the better you respond, the better you communicate, and more effectively you communicate with that person. You develop, you know, influence just by listening, you know. It's so powerful. People always like share and reveal what they're thinking and how they feel some way or another just by, you know, them speaking. So it's really, you just simply have to be able to listen to be able to understand them. You're not there to like judge or criticize them or correct them. It's really in that moment, you just have to listen. The keys is, in my mind, really just seeking to understand before seeking to be understood. And that's such a simple line, but it's so true. You know, you risk never being understood if you can't understand somebody. So when you're in conversation, just work on listening first. You work on understanding that person's perspective. Work on understanding how they arrive to that perspective, why they feel the way they do about it, and why they feel the way they do about other people's perspective. You can't assume. You just got to ask and then listen. Just listen to them. They'll tell you everything you need to know. It's really that simple. And I feel it's only then that you can truly be in a good place to grow, whether it's growing through that conversation or growing personally or professionally. It's really then when you can just listen from the outside in, you know. That's the key to growth in every and any relationship, I believe. You just got to be open to understanding someone else. It's almost like you're in your head so much, you're listening to yourself so much, then you're not even like paying attention to anybody else's thing. You're, as soon as they're mentioning something, you got a response, or you're listening to respond. And when you're doing that, you're not really communicating. You're really just to yourself. When you think about it, you're not, there's nothing growing from that. So I feel like the true skill when you're listening is being able to detach yourself from the subject, from the person, you know, and just listen from the outside in, meaning like you have to be able to practice empathy and practice compassion to do this. You just simply, you put yourself in that person's shoes, you see their perspective, and you don't compare perspectives. You don't analyze how different it is from yours or where you are, or try to, you know, relate with it and, you know, tell them a story that matches theirs or whatever it is. It's, hey, when you're there, it's almost like you're really not listening, or you're more likely to misunderstand them when you're in that thought process. So you got to allow yourself to just sit still and listen. It's allowing yourself to be taken to another world, another mind for that moment. And you can't be afraid of that mind travel. That's awesome. I love it, especially when it's somebody of great thinking, or that you interact with somebody of a different culture maybe that you don't know, and they just take you through this whole new dimension mentally, telling you about the country they're from or their rituals at home and stuff. That's a beautiful thing to me. So when that's going on, I think the hardest part may be to just not speak, you know, and just be quiet and listen. You want to put your piece in it. You want to share how you would have felt, or you want to share how, well, we do this, or we do it like this, how it's similar or different. But nah, you just got to be quiet, be still, be present with their words and their stories and their minds, and literally just be still enough to listen. Listen. And that's where all that insight comes. Oftentimes, like when people are asking you questions or about thoughts or feelings, it's really them sharing with you how they feel or what they think or where they are, really. So you really just have to listen to the questions they're asking you. And there's so much growth and insight in that. So I think of another example. When people are in a funk, they come to you and they complain, you know, they start sharing their thoughts and their feelings, and they start venting. And really, that's all they want to do. They just want to vent. They don't want anything else. They just want you to listen, and they want to talk, you know. They don't want to hear you talk about anything. No, they just want to hear themselves talk and hear themselves think, and they want you to do that with them. So it's almost like, you know, the best way to help them is just to tell them, hey, I'm here and I'm listening. Really that simple. You know, and literally not saying that, but with your presence, with your intention says that to them. And the best solution in these times is not to say anything, just listen. You know, the best advice you could give them is your attention. Give them your attention. Let them talk it out while you listen. Listen, to me, just might be like the highest form or act of respect. It's ultimately, that's the greatest respect in my mind. So listen, be present. Just be present and listen. Don't listen to respond. Listen to hear. Listen to understand. Be compassionate. Empathize. And just listen. When you give someone your presence, you give them your full attention and just listen to them. Seek to understand them, not to be understood. Just allow yourself to be taken to a whole nother world, another mind, another experience, another lesson for that moment, simply by listening. Thanks for listening to the episode, guys. If you haven't already, please subscribe. It's Axel's Podcast on iTunes. Share it with a friend. Ask them to subscribe. If you want to find out more, you can find me at axelnaree.com. Send me a message there. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me about your challenges, what's going on, visions, goals, whatever it is. Just want to hear from you, help support you. And hope all's well, guys. God bless. Live well. Live intentionally. Peace. Axe.